All right, it's time now to look through the window of baseball with Bruce Jenkins, brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett and White, the professional builder's choice. Bruce, there's certain buzzwords in this business. Barry Zito is one. Brandon Belt's another one. And instant replay apparently is another one. The calls just keep coming in on it.
Well, yeah, that's three pretty lively topics.
Yeah, really.
It was kind of interesting to watch Zito on the mound for the final out last night. He must have thought, wait a minute, the game's over and I'm out here? I mean, it's kind of not the usual feeling for him. But to me, last night was all about Belt. I mean, nothing else, you know, whatever. Sanchez, we knew Sandoval was going to get hot pants. But Belt is stinging the ball every time up. He's hitting the ball down the line, up the middle, the left center. And he just looks great. I mean, he'd give you every indication that that the mechanics – changes that he's made have really made a difference. You know, I mean, it's too late to have a really significant impact. I mean, given that they're whatever 17 games out, but I mean, if this is for real, it you know, it kind of puts Brett Pill on the back burner forever and solidifies first base. And I mean, he's been hitting lefties too, so I mean, it's that's really been encouraging.
Can it be this simple? Can it be the grip? I mean, really? All right, move back in the box.
I'm very skeptical. I really am. I mean, you know, he had stretches last year when it looked like he was just going to stay on fire. He's obviously had some stretch in spring training where he couldn't get him out. And, you know, when he finished off the season last year with that triple in Tiger Stadium in game four, I'm thinking, yeah, it's a great way to end it and a nice launching point for next year. But so I am skeptical. But, I mean, you know, what you're seeing, I mean, it's not a mirage. It's definitely happening. It's just a matter of whether he can sustain it.
Yeah. Boy, and, you know, it's funny, last night with all the runs and triples, and, you know, they go 27 games where they haven't hit three extra base hits in a game, and last night I think they had eight of them. But, you know, I've always said this, you know, the adage of baseball that when it's all said and done over 162, you look on the back of the baseball card, and generally it changes with age as you get older or younger. But you generally do what you're supposed to do, and last night it was one of those nights, five RBIs for Pence, Sandoval 4-for-4, Belt a ton of RBIs, Crawford, it really helps the baseball card.
Yeah, and the final version of the baseball card does tend to tell you exactly who you're looking at if he plays 100 games or more. You'd rather not see, you know, an 0-for-17 and then a 10-for-11.
I mean, right.
You'd rather see somebody, you know, have those 2-for-5s and 1-for-4s, 2-for-4s, just consistently all the way through. So you kind of know what you're getting. I mean, there have been times this year where Sandoval and Pence looked, you know, just hopeless up there. And you know they're going to hit, but after several games on end, especially back when they meant a little bit more than they do now, it's pretty frustrating.
Bruce, how do you like the – I know you wrote a long column about it today, part of your column today about the review and replay. How do you stand on it? And I would like to check in with you on this one.
Well, I like that they're doing it. I mean, it's pretty dramatic. I think everyone saw it coming and found it to be necessary. There's just too many examples going all the way back to Don Dinkinger in 85 where you got to get that right. You can't blow that call. You can't blow that perfect game, or you can't blow that obvious home run, you know. And now we're gonna get that without the incredibly tedious sight of five umpires disappearing, and who knows, they may have lunch down there, you know. The points I tried to make today is I really think they should have the review booth in the ballpark, because you have to feel how the game's going to see it firsthand and to be, you know, when you're relaying messages to the umpires, you're not doing it from 3,000 miles away. I mean, at a central headquarters, I mean, who knows? You might have crazy stuff going down in two or even three games at once, and then all hell breaks loose back there. Maybe they can't get around to you right now, you know? I mean, who knows? I just think that every park should have its own replay booth. And I also think every replay should be instigated by the booth, you know, with discretion. Again, depending how, you know, how the game's going, whether it's, you know, it should be pretty clear to all that it's worth the replay. Most of them are only going to take about 30 seconds. You know, as opposed to the manager being saddled with the challenge thing and how is he going to handle it, is he going to run out of challenges? That to me, the fatal flaw of the challenge system is that you can run out and a game can be decided on a bad call that can't be overturned. So what's the point of the technology?
Yeah. Well, the part, you know, I got into this a little bit with the callers and with Barry Bloom today. Are we losing the Leo DeRocher, or the manager coming out, or a Weaver or Pinella? I know it's changed a lot over the years anyway. With losing that argument, as we sit in the stands and we argue about whether the call was right or wrong, the manager would come out and sort of try to convince the umpire, or maybe ask the umpire to ask one of his colleagues. It sounds to me like you can't do that anymore. You got to come out and make the challenge on reviewable play. So is that something we may lose?
Well, no, we still have balls and strikes. I mean, all kinds of arguments stem from that. You know, the manager's jawing at the umpire all game long, maybe, on the strike zone. Finally, he can't take it anymore and says something that he shouldn't said. The umpire rips off his mask, and here we go. I mean, that's still going to happen. It may not happen quite as often, but, you know, to me, I think the trade-off is worth it. I mean, we're still going to get those arguments. And believe me, if a manager has a beef with an umpire, he'll use a ball and strike just to get out there and yell at him for whatever he really means. I mean, those are still going to happen, guaranteed.
Well, plus the player. The player slides into second, and the player thinks he's safe.
Yeah.
And he gets called out. The player jumps up.
Yeah.
And throws his hat down, gets in the umpire's face. What's the manager supposed to do?
Well, I mean,
he's got to...
At that exact moment, the guy in the booth's going to go, we're reviewing this.
Okay. All right. Put your seatbelt on, Bruce Bochy. Let Pagan go crazy at second base, but better not come out.
I think some guys like Billy Martin and Earl Weaver really kind of liked going out there and raising hell, and maybe even wanted to get tossed. I know Billy Martin definitely times wanted to get tossed and go out drinking early. That's a fact. But I don't think Bochy lives and dies to go out there and raise hell. I mean, if it's going to be a replay, all right, let's see what happens and move on from there.
All right. Well, you know, let me tell you, the good thing about it, it's a three-year deal, you know, and they know they have to tweak it as it goes along.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I mean, and they really have to be careful about the situation where there's runners on base and a ball, you know, is hit and it's ruled a catch, but in fact it isn't a catch. And then what do you do with the runners? You
right.
know, they went a certain way. Now, where do they go now? How do you place them? You know, you're going to be subjective situations where, you know, do you take into account a guy's speed or you just go one station at a time?
Right.
Is that going to be fair? There's a lot of tricky things that could happen.
And who puts them on the spot? The people in New York?
Yeah, exactly.
Or the local umpire?
Right, exactly. That's why I just think that the local umpire has to be in direct communication with the guy that he can see up in the booth. I mean, he can't see him that well, but, you know, they're at least in the same area code.
All right. The other thing I brought up today, and I'm very strong about this one, I want to sit in the park and I want to see the replays on the screen.
Yeah, I just thought of that. I just thought of that as you were speaking. Because we see that in tennis. The whole stadium's like, whoa, you know, it's a big suspense. And, absolutely. I mean, I think so too, and you know, there's going to be times when the replay official says we can't really tell, we're going to let the call stand. Now at that point, you might have an umpire, a manager come out, like, wait a minute, you know. And
but he couldn't argue with these guys. He'd have to like point to the sky.
He's going
to
be running up the stand,
right? He'd have to point to the sky like. You know, like Romo does, and say, God, please, this has to change. You know? Boy, let me tell you, this could be absurd.
Well, I think, there's a lot of absurdity built into this. But I think, just as a basic tenet of this thing, if the fans can be involved in what's going on here, that helps.
All right. All right, I'm going to let you go. You got me crazy today.
Yeah, it is. It makes you crazy because you wonder if what you're saying is really that completely thought out.
That's right.
What am I forgetting here?
Well, and also, you know, the game changes, life changes, and maybe this is something that you go to a baseball game, maybe this is okay.
Yeah, it could be okay.
Yeah, all right. All right, have a good night's sleep. You're on early tomorrow.
Yeah, I will be there.
8 a.m. Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, okay. The great Bruce Jenkins. Wow.